بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are speaking of the tongue, safeguarding the tongue, controlling the tongue, and being very watchful over our utterances and the general usage of the tongue. And remember, the tongue, like the eyes and like the ears, like the mind, these are different channels that lead to the heart. And whatever deeds are performed by these different organs and faculties directly impact upon the heart. And that's why in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, لَا يَسْتَقِيمُ إِمَانُ عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمَ قَلْبُهُ, that your iman cannot be reformed and cannot be strengthened until the heart is reformed. So the reformation of iman and the strengthening of iman depends upon the reformation of the heart. وَلَا يَسْتَقِيمُ الْقَلْبُ لَا يَسْتَقِيمُ قَلْبُهُ حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمَ رِسَالُهُ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the heart can never be reformed until the tongue is not reformed. Until the tongue is not reformed. So every utterance, what we speak, what we say, the usage of the tongue directly impacts upon the heart. And it is impossible for a person's heart to be reformed while the tongue has not been reformed. Because the reformation of the heart depends almost entirely upon the reformation of the tongue. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who says, Wallahi, la ilaha illa hu ma ala dhahri al-ard ahwaj shay ahwaj min tuli sijnin min al-lisan. He says, Wallahi, there is nothing on the face of the earth that deserves to be imprisoned for the longest period of time than the tongue. He says, the tongue is one thing that commits the most amounts of crimes. It is the biggest criminal. And if anything deserves to be imprisoned, it is the tongue. May Allah grant us the understanding.